There are so many podcasts in the world, and not enough time to listen to them.
Some sound professionally made, some sound like a hot mess, and some just sound made up.
On our show, we invite a guest to bring a lesser-known podcast they've recently been listening to. But here's the catch.
It doesn't exist. We use this information as the suggestion for an improv show. And in the editing room, we make the improvised podcast sound as real as possible.
And that's how it works.
This is Made Up Talk Show.
Hey everyone, this is Made Up Talk Show. I'm Richard Christoforski, and I'm with the always lovely, always musical, always super grounded for her intro.
Hello! It's so nice, but not outside. Outside is cold, you'd better hide. Stay in an igloo if you got one. Hello, nice to see you, Richard.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I did a musical once at my alma mater, and I was talking about auditioning, and Lane Nooney said, and I quote, "Jessica Coyle, she don't sing." And I was like, "I do. I do, Lane." And from that day on, every day has been just an effort to prove Lane Nooney incorrect, and I hope that I do that a little bit more every day.
Do you think Lane is a listener?
Absolutely not. But if you hear this and you know Lane Nooney, go ahead and pass it on. Lane, I think you're a decent person. We both live in New York, and I passed you on the street one time, and I'm sending you good vibes. The end.
Well, folks, yeah, pass it along. Have them get in contact. We could always use more listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Super, have super them give helpful. A listen. It would be great. Richard, what's your 2-sentence life update there, bud?
Oh, I bought a new duvet insert.
Nice. Oh my gosh. I'm going to tie mine to yours.
You want to do yours?
Yeah, and should then we go to tandem? Okay, here's my first one. I got a new duvet cover.
My second one is I also bought a buckwheat pillow.
I also bought two pillow cover throw pillow covers. Yay! Bedding. Upgrading our lives.
I wish we could share more about this, but we can't because we have a new segment on the show.
That's definitely Italy. But please go on. I'll be in the background.
And this new segment is called Thank You, Greece.
Thank you, Greece. Yay! Thank you, Greece.
Now, I want to explain where this comes about. I recently discovered that Made Up Talk Show is the 68th most popular improv comedy podcast in Greece. We don't chart in any of the other countries, but in Greece, we're number 68. So we want to take a moment to thank Greece and tell folks a little bit about Greece. Jessica, did you know that Greece is made up of a tiny 1,000 little islands?
I've heard of Mykonos. Is Mykonos part of Greece? Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Is it? James, he's nodding. Okay, I guess that's right. Yes, that's correct.
And Jessica, what have you learned about Greece recently?
Well, we're going to do a little segment called Learn Greek with Jessica, and I have a phrase for you.
Έχετε ιδέα που είναι το Batmobile? Είναι πολύ σημαντικό.
I wasn't expecting it to be that slowly. Okay, one more time, folks, follow along this time.
Έχετε ιδέα που είναι το Batmobile? Είναι πολύ σημαντικό.
Great. Okay, that's very important that you learned that phrase. And if you have the answer, I'll give you $1,000.
Wow. That's no way to really follow up on that or declare that money. Folks in Greece and folks outside of Greece, it would be really nice if we can move up the rankings and chart higher in Greece. So right now we're at 68. We're going to check back in a week. Greece, help us out here. You like us enough to get us on that list. We're above 100. We want to slowly be number one improv comedy podcast in all of Greece. So email us as madeuptalkshow@gmail.com. Feel free to send it in Greek, and we will translate it. We'll read it.
Mm-hmm. Here's a promise that I make formally on this show. If we get number one, I will go to Greece within one calendar year of us reaching number one.
Wow.
That is a promise.
Here we go. There we go. How about if we get number one in Greece, we will find a way to do a live made up talk show.
Well, you're going to come? Greece. You want to go?
if Greece can get us to number one, if we can be the number one improv comedy podcast in all of Greece, we will go there. We'll do a live made up talk show, and we'll have to find a guest who's willing to come along with us, or we'll pull
there's
from
a local. There's a Greek person. They're listening. Yeah. They're listening. That's true. Clearly, they're fans. Yeah, we'll have you on. Yeah, okay. So make us number one, so we can go to Greece and live our Mediterranean dream. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Greece. Thank you, Greece. That ends the segment. Thank you, Greece. That's not going to help us. They're going to plummet us on the charts. Yeah.
Down. I need to find some Greek music to play. Mm-hmm. But we have no time for that because we have an honored guest. His name is James. Snap, snap, snap. Living the dream. Hirschberger. James, how are you? That was James's Facebook name for years. James, living the dream. Hirschberger. And are you living the dream, James?
I'm living a dream. I wouldn't say the dream at the moment, but yeah, like a pretty good dream. You know, like you have like awesome dreams and then you have like okay dreams. I could say I'm like in the middle of an okay dream right now.
You could also have field of
dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not really a field of my dreams. I mean, I guess there could be. I don't know.
What would be your dream? What's your dream life, James?
My dream life is I would love to be the captain of an elephant polo team. Oh. I would love to live in Thailand and just be, you know, just a professional elephant polo player. That would be my, yeah.
Are those just extra long polo hammers? What do they call them?
They're called mallets. And I have one here in my living room hanging up above my...
I was sure that you meant that the elephants were playing polo and you were their coach.
Oh, no, that'd be cool. The elephants do... Elephants are so intelligent that they understand the game and they kind of participate a little bit more than like horses do.
Can you imagine the elephants in the tour bus and then the stadium just fills up? Elephants.
And then like giving them pep talks and stuff, like a locker room speech with all my elephants. I'm like, listen, guys, we're down, but we're not out. We're the world's greatest elephant polo team. I hope you guys get out there and win that championship.
I mean, it's
bound to happen. Ted Lasso is wonderfully successful, so they definitely have to come up with a show that's similar. And you could be the Ted Lasso for the elephant polo team.
I'd be into it. I think and I think I could give an elephant a pep talk, maybe as well as I could give a human a pep talk.
Yeah,
no, that's a big
for
wow.
Sure. They can paint, big so claim. They can take advice. That's for sure.
And like I said, they play. They like participate in the games.
That old adage: if it can paint, it can take advice.
So I know James from Korea. James is an incredible improviser, specifically a hip hop improviser with the Space Rhyme Continuum, which was his improvised hip hop show that he did. I believe is still doing, under some different name, perhaps. But I bet you're still doing the improvised hip hop. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, still the same name, even though now it's just me. So
it's just you. It's just Continuum of One.
Yeah, that's right. Troop of One, indeed.
Troop of One.
And so, you know, whenever I get introduced at theaters and stuff, people are like a little bit like, here's a one-man troupe coming to the stage. So,
Good. I mean, there's a lot of hip-hop musical stuff that happens, I think, in New York. But what I have found is that James really excels in the hip-hop rap aspect. I mean, it really good, honest, like, solid rhymes, good, like... He's just a good rapper. It's really fun to watch.
I say as I adjust my glasses, thank you so much for that compliment. Thank you. I'm sitting there looking at my sweater being like, it's like, man, you know, you never hear that when you're wearing a Gap sweater, but I definitely appreciate the compliments. Thank you. And it's definitely something I really enjoy. And I wasn't too familiar with other troops at the time whenever I came up with the idea, but since I've like learned particularly about like troops that are in New York, and there's a couple in Chicago that I'm aware of, but it's definitely a thing. But at the time I wasn't familiar with it. And so it was, but I definitely enjoy it. And it's definitely something that, for me has definitely evolved, because now that I'm doing it by myself, I mix it with stand up and stuff. And so it's a lot of fun.
And James, just for the listeners, where is down here? Where are you broadcasting live from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Indeed. You could probably fit a couple of elephants in Houston, Texas, and start your own local team.
We have some elephants down here. They're at the zoo.
There you go.
But we could, yeah.
Hey, got to teach them polo.
And actually, on the subject of my show, a while back, so I'll often ask my audience who in the audience has had the most interesting profession in their life. And an audience member said that he was the world's leading elephant dentist. And that he was based at the Houston Zoo, but they fly him all over the world to work on elephants' teeth.
Yeah, but where does he chart in Greece? Where is he in the Greece for elephants in Greece?
He gave me his phone number. He said that this man is originally from Mexico. And he said he had like all these amazing tequilas that you know you can't get in the U.S. And he also said that he collected snakes. So he said that I could come out to his house and visit him and his wife and his children. And look at snakes and drink a bunch of tequila, which is a rough combination, especially because I'm kind of scared of snakes. like getting really drunk and holding snakes. But I could have asked him that. I still have his number. I could still ask him.
You still can.
Yeah, send him a text, follow up with us, and we'll update the listening audience.
I'm sure he has.
In a week or two. Yeah.
He
probably has.
Well, what did you rhyme pachyderm with?
So my set was that I was... So I was, for the most part, was playing an elephant and who like was confused that the dentist didn't work on his tusks.
Okay.
And so I rhymed Elon Musk from Dawn Till Dusk. And I was like, wait, but you know, I was like, but what, do I come see you? What happens if I have a cavity in my tusk? And then I was also the dentist. And I was like, oh, you don't really do that. That's not what I do. You actually have teeth. I know you don't know that, but you have teeth inside you, elephant. So it was one of those, I don't know if other improv performers get this, but where I wanted to ask him more follow-up questions, but I really like needed to get into the scene. But I was like, I have so many questions to ask you after the show because I just want to learn more about the life of
dentistry.
Dentist.
Yeah.
Dentistry. Oh, there's that invitation for a bunch of tequila and yes, his wife and children. And it's there, yeah. James. It's laying there.
Pure,
it's laying there for you.
Tequila. Be like, so, do the elephants brush their teeth every night with their trunk? How do they fit their trunk in their mouth?
James, when you're not charming dentists who work on elephants, are you listening to podcasts? Are you a podcast listener?
Not a super podcast listener, even though I've been on some podcasts. But my favorite podcast is The Truth, and they do more like, you know, they do like fiction stories.
Magnet, lots of Magnet people, including several of our former guests, have written for The Truth. Dennis Pacheco. Mm-hmm.
Lewis Kornfeld.
I think Megan Gray has also, well, she's performed for sure. Yeah, we know some celebs, we're just going to say.
So that Lewis Kornfeld guy, because yeah, his name's so memorable, and he's in a lot of them, so that's cool to know him.
Yeah. It's a great podcast. Very spooky at times.
Right. Yeah. They do a really, really good job of some of their premises are really strong. Like I hear their premises. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I wish I thought of that. Oh, it's a good one. Mm-hmm. So
very atmospheric.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were telling us off air that you just started listening to a brand new podcast, a less listened to podcast. You brought an episode for us today.
Absolutely. It's a cool podcast. I'm a big fan of it because I'm, you know, big comic book reader and movies. And, you know, of course, as a lot of people know, or maybe not everyone knows, is that all those movies and all those comic books are actually based on real superheroes that, you know, really do exist. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, like, for, you know, I know y'all in New York that, you know, Batman, because Jessica, you mentioned that you saw him at a bar once, or I know.
Oh, yeah, we've been looking for the Batmobile for a very long time. He was drunk at the bar and he misplaced the Batmobile. So we've been looking for it for 6 months at this point. So yeah. Right. He's around.
And we down here in Houston, we have a few superheroes in the city. So anyway, but you know, these superheroes, they have this podcast called Super Vulnerable. And it's where they kind of shed the superhero guise and just let it all out and let their emotions kind of run free.
This is a podcast where they move away from the super nature of who they are and they try to get into the real core, the emotional being.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the fact that they're really there to support each other. That's one of the things that they kind of bring out a lot, is that they're there to help each other.
Well, this is exciting. I have not heard of this podcast. Jessica, have you heard of this podcast?
No, I never heard of it.
Let's take an episode. This episode to listen to the episode that James brought us right now.
You're listening to Super Vulnerable, a podcast where superheroes drop the mask, put the powers away, and be themselves. We're joined tonight at the 92nd Street Y at a Toastmasters meeting, where the superheroes can be to be themselves.
Sometimes I just feel like, I just feel like, you know, people don't see me, and I know I'm invisible, but I mean, like, people don't see who I am, and I know people can't see who I am. This is the difficulty I usually get into when I try to form relationships with people.
Well, that's why you're here at Toastmasters, right? You're going to give a speech, and everybody's going to hear you, and you're going to love it. Okay, invisible hood. I know that you don't typically wear clothes while you're working, but you're working here, so John, did you bring a costume for Invisible Hood over here? Do you have something?
I would never leave Invisible Hood without a costume, because, you know, Invisible Hood, even though I can't see you, I see you, bro.
We both see you.
And here is a hoodie for a super invisible hood who's a super friend. Here you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, as we know, these speeches are impromptu, spontaneous. But would you mind giving Invisible Hood a prompt so that he can give us a speech for the ages to the group?
That's right. I have a good one. I would like for you to talk, Invisible Hood, about how even though you're invisible, that you want to be seen clearly. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
Meaningful. All right. Let me set out the podium. I literally can't see you. But I see you. But where would you like me to set the podium?
I mean, like, maybe stage left, I think, is probably classic, right? Or stage right?
Stage left. Okay. Yeah.
Stage left is sort of the classic spot for the podium. That would be.
I got it. That's where I'll put it. I'll put it there. And John, just before we set up, too, I just want to mention, I do not know how tall you are. I do not know how to let you. And I will be up there in the booth with the follow spot, and I'm going to do my damnedest. I'm going to do my absolute damnedest. Of course, you will have the hoodie on. Thank you, John. But I don't know where your head starts or ends. So if you'll put the hood up, I'll be able to see it.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I don't really think I need to be lit. I think just the general stage, like floodlight, would be okay.
All right.
Thinking about it now.
Well, you know, I got the follow spot. I borrowed it from the tech department, so I'd prefer to use it. Let's go ahead and use that. You know, any words of wisdom there, Batman, before he goes? Sorry, I'm so sorry. I used your alias. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
I'm Bruce right now, even though I'm wearing the costume.
I'm so sorry, Bruce. Bruce.
It's okay. It's all right. Invisible Hood. You're more than just a mask, Invisible. You're more than just a mask.
You don't know how much that means coming from you, Bruce. I mean, like, for you to even be here is such a shocker. So thank you.
No problem.
You know, I want to say thank you for your time. Are you going to be staying for the whole for everyone?
I'm
going to
be in and out. I got some stuff going on.
Okay, that's it. Just the fact that you're here means.
Here for now. I'm in and out. I'm not going to be here the whole time.
Okay. Well, again, just the fact that you're here.
I got to feed the meter. I got the Batmobile out there. They've been wanting to ticket the Batmobile for about.
You found it. That's great.
I know where it was. You're the one who's trying to find it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Not to be insulting. I'm so sorry. Maybe it's a little too aggressive.
I wanted a ride. I wanted to ride around it, but you're right. That's a good point. All right. I think the audience is getting hungry out there. I can hear them chanting. They're hungry for blood, so you better go on out there, Invisible Hood, and give the speech of your life.
Okay. All right.
They can't wait to see you, buddy. Oh, wait. Invisible. Okay. Yeah, go out there.
Okay. All right. I went out there really quick, and they're still chatting and everything. I think someone needs to let them know I'm at the podium.
Of course.
Because they can't
so,
see me.
So even with the hood, it's disconcerting. It almost looks like there's a ghost or something.
They're very scared.
Okay. Let me go out there and introduce and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid now. Everyone can see you, even though they clearly can't see you. They can see you. So okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go out there and give you a big old introduction there, Invisible Hood. Do you have an alias?
Of course.
Of course.
Okay. Would you prefer to be introduced by your alias or?
It's Kent. It's Kent.
Okay. Okay. All right. Great.
Also, it may be important to let you know at this time that the only reason I'm invisible is because I wear this chemically treated cloak.
Oh, I could take it off.
But you could have been visible at any point.
What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about when I threw you that surprise party and you were walking around invisible the whole night? No one knew what to say to surprise to.
This is, I'm really pissed off right now.
Is that a coping mechanism, Kent?
I can't believe I came over that time. Remember that time that I accidentally Venmoed you $30 because I was trying to Venmo Clark Kent, and I Venmoed you by mistake, and I came to your house and I said I didn't need to Venmo you, and I ran around your whole house and I assumed you weren't there because you were there that whole time, weren't you?
What about the time I set you up on a date with my sister and she thought you stood her up because I thought you couldn't control your invisibility?
That last one I stood her up.
That was more anxiety than anything. But no, it's something to talk about after you're done.
We're
going to be talking about this for quite a while. Okay, so get out there on that stage and talk about. You can be saying, I don't know. Keep your hood on or don't. I don't care anymore. And you know what? I'm not going to listen. I'm going to plug my ears.
Been betrayed by an invisible man. I'll tell you, miracles never cease.
Miracles never cease. Enjoy your speech.
Enjoy your speech, Kent.
Look, Peter, I don't know how you could even... How are you? I don't understand why you're afraid of spiders? I don't get it. I don't get how you could be your Spider-Man.
I got bit by a spider. How does that not make sense? I got bit by a spider, and then it became my whole identity. So of course I'm scared of spiders. How do you not get that?
You have all the powers and abilities of a spider. I mean, look,
Am I a spider? No, I'm Peter. Spiders don't define me. It's just a marketing tool.
You have webbing.
I don't like it. I'm scared of spiders now.
You're so whiny.
I was bit by a dog and was scared of dogs?
I just don't know. Look, I was blinded by a radioactive substance, okay? I'm Daredevil, famously. I'm blind, but I can see.
Aren't you afraid of radioactive substances now? Doesn't that make sense?
No, I love them. I love them. I got to tell
you.
Right now? This is a radioactive. Yes, that's right. It looks like ectoplasm, the Kool-Aid drink, but this is a radioactive. I'm hoping to get more powers. So every day I dig in and I hope for more. I take away every sense. I'll be a better superhero. I'll be a better lawyer as well. So I don't know what to tell you. Hang on a second. I got something in my back pocket for you, bud.
All I can say is I'd never eat a spider.
Here we go. There you go. Isn't it cute?
A spider cookie?
It's a little cookie with a little cookie with a spider face on it. Go ahead, take a bite.
I hate spiders, but I love cookies. Ooh, a very good cookie.
Now, we have over here the wizard who had a blood transfusion from a mongoose. So he's not afraid of mongooses, are you, the wizard?
No, not really.
If a mongoose beat you in the face, you wouldn't be scared of it?
Well, I mean, that's not how the blood transfusion happened.
Exactly! You get bit! I got bit!
You were bit in... that does lead to a question that I had for the longest time about you, Spider-Man. You were bit in the face.
With my cookie. Go ahead and answer.
You were bit in the face by the spider?
No.
They just, latched right onto your face?
No, I was bit on the elbow.
On the elbow?
Yeah, I got big elbows. I don't know if you ever noticed, but I have big elbows.
They're
huge.
They're enormous.
I actually...
The spiders saw my elbow and wanted to take a big old chomp like I feel about this cookie.
Yeah, but from a distance, I thought they were your biceps, but now I can clearly see that they're your elbows.
Elbows, man. I could be Elbow Man, but what am I? Spider-Man, because I got bit by a radioactive spider, so of course I'm scared of spiders.
You weren't bitten by a radioactive elbow.
I wouldn't need them. I'll take a big elbow.
Now, let me just pose a hypothetical here. The wizard, Robert, you're super fast. You're amazing. You're not as fast as like Flash or any of those superheroes, but you're really fast. Are you
great? Thank you. Thank you. I don't even know why that needed to be mentioned.
Sorry, sorry. Right. Yeah,
Hold on.
Seems like a real dig.
I didn't mean to dig. I just wanted to say we all know Flash is the fastest human on Earth.
Yeah. But what other social situation do you start by introducing someone and saying what they're not?
Well, I'm not the best lawyer on Earth. I'll say that.
All right.
I'm the best blind detective. That's for sure.
Okay.
But
all right. You didn't start
being a blind superhero is way more your thing than being a lawyer. We all know you just went to law school because your parents wanted you to.
Okay. Well, that's true. But I get great fulfillment from it, and I appreciate representing my clients.
That cookie was delicious.
Daredevil, what would you have done?
What would I have done?
If your parents didn't force you to go to law school.
I always saw myself as an architect.
Hmm. A blind architect?
Oh, come on.
You live in Chicago?
Come on now. Anybody can be anything. Let's not be ableist. I would have been a great architect.
Except me, faster than the Flash, apparently.
Well, look, the Flash is the fastest human on Earth. You are a very fast person, I will say. I could never run as fast as you, and I'm fast.
I can never be an elbow model because my elbows don't fit in the camera. So I guess we cannot be anything we want.
You wanted to be an elbow model? That was your dream?
No, I'm just saying I couldn't because my elbows are too big. So that's why I got to swing around the city as Spider-Man.
All right. Now the Wizard and I have prepared something for you. This is your final thing of exposure to where hopefully you won't be so scared of spiders. You can go out there and give your keynote speech on spiders.
Don't make
the Wizard.
Me do that?
That's the whole point of the program.
It's the whole point of the program to face your fears.
I know, but I'm a Spider-Man. I don't like spiders. But you're like, oh, it's Spider-Man. He's going to talk to you about the biology of spiders, but I don't like spiders.
Well, it's really to face your fears. It's the whole point of the whole point of the program. You've been with us for 3 months.
Why not have a spiderologist do this instead of me? Probably should have asked these questions before I was going to go on in 5 minutes.
You know very well that when you first asked that question 3 months ago, how hard Daredevil searched for a spiderologist.
I looked so hard to find a spiderologist.
Empty.
I tried so empty. Hard.
Week after week.
Week after week.
Google.
And they all crawled away.
Yahoo search.
Couldn't find any.
Your web. You couldn't find any spiderologists.
But I promised the group, and they're champing at the bit. I promised the group that they'd learn all about arachnids today. I wonder if I should have looked under arachnids for experts. Anyway, no point.
Yeah, arachnid expert would have been the good.
An arachnologist? I know like four of them.
I was looking. You didn't tell me. Why didn't you mention it?
Because you never answer my texts.
Okay.
Now
the Wizard has something to show you. The Wizard, you want to grab the enclosure that we have back there? You want to grab it?
Enclosure, yeah. Can you wait really quickly while I go get it?
Okay, great. While we're gone, I'll tell it.
I'm back.
He's super fast. Very fast. Not as fast
Probably
as Flash,
fast.
Extremely fast.
Oh, God, you took it right out of my mouth.
So fast, almost like the Flash.
This is insulting.
Sorry, I'm being
a jerk. Peter, I'm going to open this, and I don't want you to freak out.
Don't freak out,
but this
Peter.
Is going. This you're I'm going to freaking. Share the stage. Well, don't out then. Just the first. Just freaking is fine, but don't do the second part where you freak out. Just freak.
Good
okay.
Way to think about it.
Keep you promise me that.
I can't promise anything, but I'll try my best.
Okay. All right. Because the last person we had freak was Freakazoid and just totally blew apart the stage.
That's how he became just Freakazoid, right?
He just totally lost his mind. He freaked out. Freakazoided right out. And we had to cancel the whole presentation. We don't want to do that. We have a lot of paying people here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't become Freakazoid because I'm already Spider-Man. But
that's right. That's a good way to look at it. That adds up. You wouldn't become Freakazoid because you're already Spider-Man. That's right.
You can't you become a new power. Superhero. You don't get promotions and superheroes where you move around.
No.
You don't want you're a superhero. No. You're just that superhero until you retire.
No. Justice League is trying to do that, but they need to hire a learning and development person to really map out the chart and have a clear trajectory. So they're working on it. But the promotions
they're on the other side. I don't pay a lot of attention by contract. Anyway, you have a gift for me?
Yeah, okay.
It's definitely a gift,
I'm going to open this up, and I don't want you to freak out. Here we go.
Oh, I can't believe you.
That's right.
You are such an asshole.
It's really a joint Toastmaster thing.
Oh, everyone's an asshole?
Yeah, we all chipped in. This is the most expensive spider money can buy. This is a South African East Jumper Spider. And yeah. these are worth their weight, literally worth their weight in gold. And everybody here. Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man meet Spider Money.
Yes, meet Spider Money. That's what we're calling. That's what we're calling her. Spider Money. So
do you guys not remember when I gave a speech, nay, a rant about how Spider was just my gimmick, that I didn't like real spiders, and beyond that, that I don't like having pets.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you want to graduate from this program, right? This court mandated program, you want to graduate, right?
Just because they say I have to.
This court mandated Toastmasters program.
That's the reason, but I don't like want to. I just have to do what they say.
Well, you want to graduate. You want to be free to live on and take off that ankle monitor and go back into society.
It really is uncomfortable when I'm swinging around the stupid ankle monitor and everybody's gossiping. They used to be like, oh, it's the Amazing Spider-Man. They'd be like, what does Spider-Man do? And I was like, listen, it just was like a probation violation. What do you mean? Big deal. But now everybody knows about it. Anyway.
Well, I think that's what they want to know, They want to know what the probation.
What happened was I violated my probation because I was on parole. And whenever I was on parole for my parole, I violated that.
Yeah.
But what did you do to get on parole in the first place? What was your initial crime?
My initial crime that made it to where I violated my parole was not reporting to the officer.
Okay. We're playing a semantics game right now, and I think both the wizard and I know that there's something secret going on here. But if you want to graduate from this program, you're going to have to kiss Spider Money right on the little polyp.
Does it bite?
Nope.
Already been through this crap once.
You cannot gain any extra powers. It's just a very expensive spider.
Nor can you lose powers.
You can't lose powers.
It won't suck your powers back into its spider body.
How are you sure? This thing is so gross looking.
Well, all it right. hasn't been near any radiation.
Do you have any more cookies, Daredevil?
Yeah, I got a ton more in the trunk of my Beamer.
You drive?
Wow, Daredevil, should you be allowed to drive?
Excuse me. Have you seen the show? I see it's like flames. It's like flames all the time. That's what it's like to drive, okay?
Echolocation? Is that what you mean?
All right.
And then I'm the one who's on probation for being on parole. Okay. Let me just kiss the spider. All right.
Are you the son of a bitch who's always honking their horn, so you're creating echolocation from the horn bouncing back off so you know where you're going? Are you that son of a bitch who's driving around honking the horn all the time?
Are you the son of a bitch who's slower than the Flash?
Okay.
Okay.
It's time. It's time to kiss the spider, so you'll stop fighting.
Okay.
It's so gross. Daredevil, can I have a cookie to cleanse my palate? All right, so, you know, my girlfriend, you know, we haven't been seeing each other for very long. You know, we matched on that superhero dating app. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm the Green Lantern, so I can make any shape, right? And so I made her a bouquet of beautiful flowers. She said, thank you. They're so amazing. They're not like any flowers I've ever had before. And then, of course, they had to go away because I got to take my power back to make another thing. And she said, but wait, I don't get to keep them? And I said, no, they're just for a little bit. And she was so sad. And now things are going even worse.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. So you said that today you're speaking about commitment. That's going to be the topic of your Toastmaster speech, is about commitment.
Well, it's more just how, if I can make anything with my awesome Green Lantern ring, how can I make something permanent whenever that's what she wants, is permanence in our relationship?
Okay. All right. Well, I don't really have any advice. Jean Grey, the most powerful mutant on the X-Men, do you have any advice?
Yeah, I've already heard this conversation. I know it's... I mean, I sort of skipped ahead and pulled the information from your mind, so I know how this is all going to work out. But yes. I really think it's important for you to figure out what's going to happen here with this. Sorry, you say girlfriend, ex-girlfriend? What's the status? Well, all these questions are really rhetorical because I know the answer already, but I need to hear you.
This is the frustrating thing
me.
About talking to Jean Grey is there's really nothing
I knew you
can hide.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, I love her. She's great. She's like a cousin to me, but it's tricky. You can't hide anything from this woman, huh? That's for sure.
Oh, by the way, God bless you.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That was That took away all the joy of that sneeze, Gene. So
you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. You were saying.
Oh, sorry, everybody. I made a coffee cup out of my ring. So, you know, things aren't very defined between us. We're, you know, kind of in that weird space where we like each other. We're talking. I don't know if she's talking to other people. Mm-hmm. Gene, you could probably figure that out.
Right now you are. People? Right now you're talking to us.
But I wouldn't be averse to it.
It's a little joke.
Dating-wise, Gene. I'll tell you, you know, you got to love it whenever a clairvoyant smart ass.
Have you thought of just asking her? Have you thought of just saying, hey, are you seeing other people?
Well, I'm not particularly worried about it because, I mean, I am a superhero. So, I mean, what, is she going to be dating some accountant or something? Oh, yeah, I'm going to break up with Green Lantern for Dave from accounting.
Could be. I mean,
that doesn't really bother me. Don't read my mind on me saying that doesn't bother me, Gene. Read my mind.
I think we all read my mind. We all know that it does. It does bother you. And
damn it,
do you sometimes think that maybe you're overly identifying with your superpower and that ring? Do you think that maybe sometimes you're worried about adding another ring to your relationship?
Oh my gosh, she's so good. It's so annoying, but she's so good.
I think that. Whenever I became the Green Lantern, I didn't know this ring was a commitment to being a superhero.
They do a very, very bad job during the orientation.
The worst. You don't know any of this stuff. What other job are supervillains trying to kill you all the time? This thing is ridiculous.
It's more philosophical and mystical. They really need an onboarding process. They don't have that. So I wouldn't blame yourself for not knowing.
Gene, you were born. I was born with my powers. So we were both born with our powers. So there's no orientation there. You just come out of the womb and you're like, wow,
oh, so you guys have it so much harder than me. That's what you're trying to say, that I was an adult whenever I became a superhero. It doesn't matter if you're a kid or you're an adult. Being a superhero is still very emotionally challenging, regardless.
It is. Nobody's disagreeing with that.
I've already forgiven you for that little outburst. I forgave you last month when I looked forward and I knew you were about to. Say that. I think you need to reflect inward in terms of why are you scared of asking that question? It seems like you don't have to worry, but not telling yourself you don't have to worry about it doesn't mean you're not scared of asking that question. And perhaps you feel safer existing in this ambiguous back and forth because it keeps you safe of not knowing. And soon as you know, then you have your answer and you have to act on that answer. And then it's an answer that you won't be able to manipulate into a different shape or a different. Are you drinking a milkshake now from your ring?
I can do all sorts of things with this ring.
You're hungry.
And actually, you know, it's really interesting you say that. And of course, Gene, you already know this, but that whenever you make different shapes, you can make any shape with your ring, but then it disappears as you have no sense of permanence. Maybe that's gone into my personal relationships, you know, because like on my Tinder profile, they're like, oh, that's such a cool spaceship that you build out of your ring. Oh, that's such a cool car you built. And they said, can we ride in it? And I say, no, it's gone now. It's a magic Green Lantern ring.
So it sounds like you're worried about giving shape to your relationship because whatever you give shape to disappears.
Truth bombs from Jean Grey.
You've gone deep into your own mind for that one, Gene. That was remarkable.
I already knew what I was going to say.
I tried to have a fight with Jean Grey one time. I was just itching for a fight. You know those days when you need to let loose some steam. And I walked in there and I told her that I thought that her superhero outfit was cliche. I said it was cliche, and Jean just said, "It is what I make it." And I didn't know what to say to that. I didn't know what to say.
And then I handed her the apology letter that she had wrote before actually. Writing it.
I pulled it from her.
I looked a few weeks ahead and I recognized that this is what she was going to write. So I wrote it for her and handed it to her and asked her to hand it right back to me.
And I think it's really unfair that you were on the college debate team. I mean, that's not fair.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was a fun time.
It was tough. Remember you were defending, you were taking the position that Latvia should be on the World Security Council. I don't know how you got us on there, but the answer was yes. And now, actually, because Jean Grey's weight has so much in the political sphere, Latvia is on the Permanent Security Council. So good job, Latvia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good job, Lafia. Yep. Yep. I think I'm still a little low there. I'm like superhero number 68 on their superhero chart. I just hope, you know, they can really move me ahead. That's the one thing that I can't forecast, actually.
Mm. Were you out on the UN Security Council advisors?
No, where I am in favorite superheroes for Latvia.
Why can't you determine that? I mean, you know so many other things.
It seems blocked. It's the one thing that I can't access.
You think maybe, Gene, that you don't want to know? Not to turn things.
Well,
back.
You're. But so typically, before we have you go out there and give your speech, we have to have you to graduate. So you no longer have to wear your ankle monitor. We have actually brought a very special guest. Please say hello to Felicia, your girlfriend.
Felicia,
Greenie.
Hey.
Hi.
Would you like some water? I can make you a little cup out of the rain.
No. Don't get distracted.
Oh, I'm so sorry. At least there's like a chair. I can make one out of the rain. Do you want to sit?
Nope.
No, focus on what we talked about.
Alicia, I just have a question for you.
Yeah.
I know that on your Super Tinder dating profile, where superheroes match with just regular ass people. No. That your profile is still active. And I noticed that you changed your pictures the other day. I just want to know if you are matching with other superheroes. I'm still your number one, right?
Okay. I am matching with other superheroes. And there's someone that I've kind of been seeing, and I didn't want to get into it now. It's not Martian Manhunter.
Thank God.
No. His name is Normal Man.
That's even worse. Normal Man.
Yeah.
That's even worse than Martian Manhunter. I didn't think about it until you just said it.
He's down to earth.
Hello. He's Babe, anything going on here? It's me, Normal Man.
He's also here.
Hi. She invited me. Felicia invited me, said that I'd be asked if I'd be her plus one. I said, absolutely.
Normal Man, you have just made the situation so awkward.
You know what? I'm glad you're here because I have something to ask you, sweetie, while we're here.
Is this normal?
Yeah.
Normie?
Yeah.
Normie?
I have something to ask you. I want to ask, will you go sexually exclusive with me, please? Will you go exclusive with me? If you want to go on dates with other guys or if you want to bring somebody in as a special guest, will you be monogamous with me, please? Can we do that?
I just have to pop in and say, this is my favorite part. I've played this over in my head so many times.
Yeah, this is great. Well, I love this.
Yeah.
Great! You guys are the worst friends ever. Talk about super jerk friends. Oh my god! Okay, hold on. Let me get a mallet made out of my ring ready so I can just smash Normal Man. Depending on how this goes.
Well, I think my fear is pretty obvious. Anytime I touch someone, I take their powers away, and they suffer. So I'm afraid of physical touch, obviously, but there's nothing I can do about it. So why even bother?
Have you thought about the plastic gloves? I mean, I know Dr. Fauci said we need them for COVID, but maybe you could use that so you could touch someone else.
I mean, that's what I'm wearing now. I'm wearing plastic gloves. I'm also, of course, wearing a mask, double masked, as per the CDC's most recent guidance. I want to fall in love, you know, like I want somebody to say Anna Marie. Oh, sorry. Are we doing aliases here? Are we?
You can do whatever you're comfortable with. Whatever you're comfortable with. However you identify right now.
Anna Marie, I've loved you since Caldecott County. I've loved you since you went rogue. And I want to touch that person's face, and I want to not steal their powers. But that's a dream, I guess, that I don't get to have.
Have you ever thought that maybe in the course of stealing someone's powers that they steal your heart? Is that part of the problem? Have you ever thought about having an emotional effect? I have the perfect guy for you. He's actually a superhero.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
His name is Emotionless Man. And I think he's the perfect person for you to have an emotional entanglement with. Emotionless Man?
Hello.
It's nice to meet you.
I could see you in front of me, and I am talking to you, and you are talking to me.
This is going great.
I am such a matchmaker. That's why I'm a superhero called the Matchmaker.
I guess I'm ready to give my speech. Honestly, whatever it takes to get this ankle monitor off. I got to get it off. I got to go out there again. I can't work with it on.
I've already set up everybody in the audience. I am the Super Matchmaker. Rogue, I think it's your time. Why don't you step out and give your speech? Speech! Speech! Speech!
I have learned a lot, and I'm ready to get this ankle monitor off. Thank you, everyone.
Wait, you stole a motionless man's powers? Thank you for listening to this episode of Super Vulnerable. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, Cape Tape. Remember, superheroes, when you got a tear in the cape, don't let it escape. Just patch it up with a little bit of Cape Tape. We want to thank all the superheroes who participated in this week's episode, and also thank the producers of this episode for preventing several crimes this week. Grand Old Larceny, Spider Homicide, Donation Box Robbery, and of course, Probation and Parole Violation. Thanks for tuning in, and catch us next week when we finally wonder, who is Superman really?
This has been Made Up Talk Show, part of the Let's Hear It Network. Have a podcast or a podcast idea and want to get involved? Visit letshearit.network. That's letshearit.network.